RNZ Pacific News Lopidgin, Mikoroi Hawkins. Parliament Bloc Solomon Islands have been sit down small today before him adjourn until Monday next week. Time one for a motion of no confidence law Prime Minister Manase Songovare by Hemi Machua. Motion has been filed by opposition leader Matthew Wale, despite Hemi Nogarem numbers for move him successfully behind law unrest law last week law Honiara. Law and order have been restored law honera thanks to peacekeepers from Australia within Papua New Guinea, with additional troops expected from Fiji today. Parliament have been met briefly amid tight security for passing two full motions, one for him for routine extension law state law public emergency, where him in place since start law COVID-19 pandemic, and now on two had been passing law Monday him for authorizing expenditure for reflecting now massive loss and damage him caused by riots, where him estimated law $28 million. Despite resignation by four fellow government MPs last week, Prime Minister Manase Songovare hemi still commanding clear majority law house. Every school's law Solomon Islands capital had been ordered for close early from result blow widespread destruction when been caused law unrest law last week law Niara. Permanent Secretary Blo Ministry of Education, Franco Rodi, hemi said decision ya been reached after consultation with the heads blo various schools and talk to lo ta parents who had concern for safety blo pikinini blo keta. Dr. Rodi hemi say hemi thankful that most lot major exit examinations had been conducting finish and other in-class assessments, but take them into consideration for everyone else. Hemi say Honera High School, where Oketabonem hemi bara one fala sore something, hemi say assessment hem go at Lohamas fala classroom and admin block na ot bin bone, wekem Oketa good time for rebuilding before academic year hem start law next year. One for Christian Center of Solomon Islands, we go ahead for providing lifeline for shopkeepers who had been losing homes blockata during the civil unrest law Honiara law last week. Chinatown shopkeepers and families blockata had been cared for by community blood sisters for church since Wednesday. Time at riots had been break out law East Honiara. Sister Rosa Hemisi had been offering 8 for couples and 2 for pikinini, kakai and place for stop. Sister Rosa Hemisi had families outside stop as long as it need for stop with him Oketan. Law New Zealand National Party Caucus hemi just announced him that new leadership, Chris Luxon, with him Nicole Willis, by hemi Deputy Blahem, one for media conference hemi expected law to follow MPs law parliament. Meanwhile, Deputy Leader Blo Fiji main opposition party hemi been resigned. Lawyer Law Suva, Filimone Vosarongo, hemi announced him today, hemi leave him now Social Democratic Liberal Party or SODELPA for joining him now People's Alliance Party law general election law next year. People's Alliance Party have been led by former Prime Minister, SODELPA leader, Siti Beni Rambuka. Mr. Vosarongo has said emi tok lo need for unifying SODELPA during annual general meeting law party law last year. SODELPA has been garam internal party conflicts since 2019. Vaccinated travelers law Fiji from red list countries, including Southern Africa, by Oketa have to spend him 10 days law travel partner country or New Zealand before arrive law Fiji. Government of Fiji has announced him hemi strengthening entry conditions in response law cases law Omicron variant law COVID-19, this time would find him in Australia. No matter Osem, Fiji by him still welcome other tourists from Australia with the United States from Wednesday. Well, more than 90% of adult Fijians are fully vaccinated against him COVID-19. Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama hemi ejim Oketa weota no tekimet nila for masko tekem nila. Tourism Fiji hemi expecting close to 40,000 visitors lo first month after ota reopening borders. Lo sports Fijiana women's 7 team ota gear up for nara final finish lo second tournament lo Dubai Sevens after being lost 22-7 against Team Australia lo weekend. Fijiana had been defeating Great Britain 28-5 for top him now pool blocketa lo set up feature against Team Australia. Hemi first time Fijiana Sevens had been play lo final lo World Rugby 7 series leg. Coach Saisi Fuli hemi say first tournament hemi one for historical event for this whole team. Hemi say performance lo weekend hemi barely lo decision out players out make him under pressure. Fijiana out currently second place lo women's 7 series points table with him 18 points. Australia hemi lead with him 20 points and France hemi sit lo third with him 16. Fijiana 7's team hemi top seed lo pool blockata for second Dubai 7's tournament. Out pool with him France, Great Britain, USA with him Ireland. And Oceania FIFA World Cup regional qualifiers are set for take place early next year. Oceania Football Confederation have confirmed all matches by take place in Qatar from 14 to 13 March 2022. OFC qualifiers both played low one mini tournament format featuring 8 teams and consist of round robin group stage, semi-finals with team final. One for a single qualification match, Emmy still for played between Tonga and Cook Islands, two for the lowest ranked OFC teams low FIFA world ranking for right for take part. Low this for a preliminary competition mini tournament by joining Tahiti, Vanuatu and two-time OFC qualifying tournament finalists Solomon Islands, low Group A. 2016 OFC Nations Cup finalists Papua New Guinea out by joining Fiji, New Caledonia and New Zealand, low Group B. Winners of two semi-finals, both meet the final for determining OFC representative, whereby I'm facing CONCACAF representative, the FIFA Intercontinental Playoffs, lo June 2022, for place inside the final competition. And I'm now Nishlo Pidgin from RNZ Pacific.